AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey are shamefully blocking cooperation with ICE.
Obstructing federal law enforcement and inciting violence against officers is wrong and illegal. This used to be a universally accepted position in the United States. Amid the hysteria, we must remember how we got here to this moment today, and what this Democrat opposition is about.
Alex Preti was shot and killed Saturday by a Border Patrol officer in Minneapolis. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about President Trump's decision to send Border Czar Tom Homan to Minnesota.
He's obviously very qualified. He has the full trust and faith of the president. He will continue to have these meetings in the hopes that ICE and local law enforcement can cooperate and work together to have successful immigration enforcement.
A federal judge is hearing arguments on whether she could at least temporarily halt the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Preti is the sixth person to die during the Trump administration's immigration enforcement campaign in the U.S. In many parts of the country, today is a day to scrape off. Thick ice is on the ground in the Northeast. A storm brought snow, sleet, and freezing rain. At least 18 deaths are blamed on the storm. Seven people were killed when a private jet crashed in the snow at an airport in Bangor, Maine. Israel says the remains of the final hostage in Gaza have been recovered, clearing the way for the next phase of the ceasefire that stopped the Israel-Hamas war. The District of Columbia's longtime delegate is closing out her career in Congress. Eleanor Holmes Norton has filed paperwork to terminate her campaign for re-election. The 88-year-old veteran of the civil rights movement is the oldest member of Congress. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lawrence Brooks reports EU investigators are looking into Elon Musk's social media platform, X.
That's after its AI chatbot, Grok, started producing non-consensual sexualized deepfake images, sparking global backlash. The tool was allowing users to undress people through its AI image generation and editing capabilities. Researchers said some images appeared to include children. EU Commission spokesperson Thomas Regnier announced the investigation at a briefing in Brussels.
Such output has no place in Europe, and we need to protect our citizens from potential future harms.
Some governments have banned the service already or issued warnings. The EU's executive is examining whether X has met its obligations under the Digital Services Act to contain illegal content. An X spokesperson said the platform remains committed to safety and has zero tolerance for child sexual exploitation and non-consensual nudity. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.